The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You've tuned in to Columbia Calling, your first stop for everything you want to know about Columbia. How and where to invest, where to visit. From the Pacific to the Caribbean, the Andes Mountains to the Amazon jungle, Columbia has a slice of everything. Shooting from the hip, answering the questions that need answering. Here's your host, the journalist and hotelier Richard McCall, shedding some light on the fashionable South American destination of Colombia.
It's that time of the week again, folks. This is me, your host, Richard McCall, here in Bogota, Colombia, 2,600 meters closer to the stars. And this is episode 310 of the Colombia Calling podcast. And a huge shout out to all of those who've dipped into their personal purses and have signed up to sponsor the Colombia Calling podcast on Patreon. You can find that very easily. That's www.patreon.com Columbia Calling. Very easy. And thank you to all of you out there who've kindly donated some money. This will help the longevity of the Columbia Calling podcast, because it's becoming more than just a hobby. Well, quite some time ago, it became more than just a hobby with 310 episodes in, and I need to keep on improving, to keep on growing and keep on expanding. And so that requires injection of cash and help and motivation. So thank you again. That's patreon.com Columbia Calling. So please take a look at that. You can find that all over our Facebook sites and so on, links to that, if you feel that you can donate as little as $2 a month to the cause. Thank you again. This week on episode 310, we will be talking to Bryony Angel and Eliana Ardila, both of whom are expert birders, and they write about it. They're influencers in their field. They're women birders, which makes this episode very special, because we talk about the birding scene for women in Colombia. Indeed, the two of them with a further birders were just down in December in Colombia doing a new circuit for birders, and of course tailored to the women birding circuit and women birding market. So very interesting there. And we talk about what's on offer in Colombia and where things could be improved. So stay tuned for an interesting travel-related, birding-related, and adventure-related podcast coming up after our new segment with Colombia Report's Adrian Alsema. So don't go away. I'll leave you in his capable hands, and then we'll be back in segment three. Thank you again, and bye-bye.
My name is Adrian Alsema, and this is the news for Colombia Calling for February 2, 2020. Colombia's largest airliner, Avianca, is implicated in a global corruption scandal around European aircraft manufacturer Airbus. An executive of Avianca's mother company sought a bribe from Airbus to facilitate the purchase of 100 aircraft in 2014, according to French authorities. The bribe fell apart because the company froze payments to its Colombia sales intermediary, and Airbus began an internal investigation. Tensions with Venezuela flared up again after authorities in the neighboring country arrested a fugitive politician who was a congressional ally of President Iván Duque. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said he would reveal the testimonies made by former senator-elect Aida Merlano unless Duque would resume consular ties. The Colombian president rejected the proposal, calling it blackmail. President Iván Duque has begun reorganizing his cabinet in a reported attempt to obtain a congressional majority. The president reportedly wants to share power with right-wing parties Cambio Radical and the U Party. The support of these parties would end Duque's disastrous attempt to govern without a majority in Congress. The decision to include more parties in his cabinet has been rejected by both the leftist opposition and radicals within the president's far-right party. Both have accused the president of agreeing to share power with the traditional parties in exchange for political favors. Demobilized FARC members said they would abandon a reintegration site in the northwestern Antioquia province, claiming they are the victim of an extermination campaign. The former rebels made the decision after the 12th assassination of a demobilized guerrilla from the reintegration site in Ituango. The mass displacement of former FARC members further increases pressure on the government to implement the peace deal that is rejected by Duque's ruling party. Homicides in Colombia went up 3% in 2019, according to the country's medical examiner's office. The increase is mainly due to violence in the countryside and smaller cities. Traditionally violent cities like Medellin and Cali saw homicides drop with more than 5%. President Iván Duque earlier this month falsely claimed homicides had dropped. That's the end of this week's news bulletin. Now back to Colombia Calling with Richard McCall.
This is segment 3 of episode 310 of the Colombia Calling podcast. I've got three very special guests on the line from, well, I think one's in Seattle, and I think another one, I'm not even sure where she is, but we're going to be talking about birding in Colombia, but more specifically women birders who have been to Colombia and who really know about this situation, and not only experts in their field, writers, tour agencies, Colombian birders, influencers, and so on. It's really important that we discuss this opportunity for Colombia to move forward in such a lucrative and specialist field that really does attract the right type of people we want here. So let me just say hello to Eliana Ardila, who's a Colombian birder and influencer. She's based in the US, and Brian E. Angel, who's an American writer, but she writes stories and shares stories about women in birding. So welcome to the both of you on Colombia Calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us here.
You're most welcome. Eliana, so where are you based?
Good question. I'm based in Miami, except that I am almost never home. I'm always traveling. Right now, I am in Miami.
Okay, cool. And Bryony, you're in Seattle?
Yes, correct.
Wow. So we've got Bogota, Miami, and Seattle. We're covering a huge area here. That's what I like about this. So, guys, tell us a little bit. I mean, let's start with you, Bryony. How did you get into this field? Let's hear a bit more about your background.
Well, I'm a second generation birder. My parents are birders, and I grew up birding in the region where I live. And it was later in life. I've always had a creative writing outlet, and not as a day job, but as a side interest, and I just decided to combine the writing and love of birding, and I noticed a gap in the current sort of the birding journalism that I thought needed filling, and that was the role of women in the birding scene and sort of lighter topics like birding culture, and because most of the articles I noticed were serious, you know, the natural history about the birds or statistics, things like that. And I was really looking for something lighter. So I thought, I'm going to fill that gap. So that's what I've been doing the last 7 years. And that's how I met Eliana and the women who ended up hosting us on this trip was through that writing. I'm published with National Audubon and some other imprints and active on social media as a writer. Hmm. And it was a real windfall to be invited on this trip as part of the media group in which Eliana is a part as well.
Eliana, and you and yourself, I mean, you come from Colombia. This is, I mean, think about Colombia in terms of the bird species here. And cool. I'm going to make no bones about it. I'm no expert. I enjoy seeing interesting birds, but I as for expertise, I'm going to leave it over to you guys. But Eliana, how did you get involved in this field?
Yeah, actually, so being from Colombia, with the country with the most bird species than any other country in the world, almost 2,000 species, I actually didn't get into birding until approximately 13 years ago, where I met my now husband, and he is an American, and he has been birding for like 25 years, and he was teaching me about birds. We went on a walk, and he was teaching me what is a northern cardinal, a very common bird, and I didn't even know anything about birds then. I have always been very involved with nature and being outdoors, but I enjoyed the birds, but I didn't know much about them. Then we got very hooked on birding, and in 2018, we did something called a big year, which is where you try to see as many bird species as possible during one calendar year. So we took over 1978 Volkswagen bus named Valentina, and we drove from Miami to Alaska, Alaska to Maine and back, searching for birds. So we did a big year, and we are known as Birding by Bus. Okay. And we got a big following through social media, and one thing led to the other, and it took me now to Colombia for birding with all other amazing females back in December, and that's where I met Bryony.
Excellent. Wonderful. And so December, the both of you met, and you were brought over here on a press trip to visit Colombia and see some of, a tiny portion of what's available here. So tell us a little bit about the trip. Who organized it and where did you go?
Eliana, you want me to share that information?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, so we were both invited by a company called Nature Colombia, which is run by Luisa Canto and Angela Gomez. And they are both country national Colombians. It's a women-owned, women-run business. And they designed this package specifically for women birders. They call it Female Birders Flocking to Colombia. And they had not yet run this tour for clients. And they've been running tours for clients from birding to natural history to herping, frogs, focused tours for 10 years. And this was something that they wanted to launch, but they figured they needed some press for it to really garner interest. And so they collaborated with Pro Colombia, which is the tourism board of Colombia, and got funding to invite four media personalities, of whom myself and Eliana were our two. And the other two were Ruth Miller from England and then Wendy Clark from Birdwatchers Digest. And so we represented old world and new world, but all worlds lead to Colombia because of the birds, and that was how we all met each other and experienced this week-long package designed specifically for birding in the Santa Marta and La Guajira regions, the Caribbean, with stops along the way visiting female-run collectives and local groups in some indigenous communities. And it was a less harried, less kind of, bird, maximizing the bird for the buck kind of a trip. It was more relaxed. And had really good food and clean bathrooms and, just sort of small touches that maybe not every serious birder thinks about, especially if they're a guy, not to generalize, but yeah, so that was, Eliana, did I capture it? You want to add anything?
I think you said it amazingly. You really explained it. We had so much fun together. One thing that I really enjoyed is that we were enjoying every single bird that we were seeing. So a lot of the birding trips, people look at a species and moves on to the next one. It's about the numbers, trying to get as many as possible. But here, like Brian said it, it was a slower pace. We were enjoying the species. We were learning behavior. We were teaching each other things that maybe the other person didn't know. We enjoyed the food, the culture. How do you live in Colombia? It was so amazing just to see other people coming from outside Colombia to visit my country. And just kind of, I felt like I was in the middle because I'm Colombian, but I don't live there. And I was one of the persons that was invited on the trip. Mm-hmm. So I think my passion came out and it was nice to be able to share my country with other people. So I think, Brian, you explained it very well.
Well, I wanted to add two things. One, that this tour, like I mentioned, it had an all-women ground crew. So Luisa and Angela, who designed the tour, and then our the guide that accompanied us, Diana Balcazar, she was with us for the duration of the trip. So you had a female birding guide. We also hired local guides at various stops, one of whom was a young indigenous woman who's earning her chops as a local guide in her region. And then of course there were all of us, mm-hmm. the guests who were all female. So it was quite a lively and lots of laughs. And then the other piece I wanted to add, which was specific to Eliana, you know, you say you were definitely a bridge on this tour because Eliana would cue the others of us, the gringas, on cultural things that she would notice, like, you know, you give the thumbs up to the military when you see them, or you know how flirtatious Colombian men are, but they're not, you know, it's just little things that that we weren't thinking of, because it was all for the three of us. The other three of us, it was our first time in Colombia. None of us had ever been there before, and Eliana's social cues were so helpful, and sometimes they were, you know, we shared a laugh over some things because of our cultural learning curve. So it was really special having you along, Eliana.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I think you remember the first thing I said to you when we got to Colombia. I want everyone to fall in love with Colombia, and at the end of the trip, tell me, I can't wait to be back, or I want to stay. That thing worked.
Yeah.
But this is, I mean, it's so positive. Everything you're talking about is so positive. I mean, how do you feel? I mean, having, you know, a women's only birders group, women's only organization, women guides. I mean, how does this differ in respect to having a mixed group or so on, aside from clean bathrooms maybe, but how does this differ? Because, I mean, obviously in terms of your own comfort and security, I assume that, you know, coming in the women's group, but how would it differ to if you were in a mixed group?
Eliana, do you want to answer to that? I mean, I haven't, this was my first international trip. My other, you know, on a tour. So I really can't speak to what it's like to be on a tour with men and women.
I think it was just very nice to connect with other women through nature. Like the birds are the ones that brought us together, and just being females, I felt that there were no rules and no egos, and it was non-judgmental setting. It was just all us like celebrating and motivating each other. And you know, when men and they are there, maybe sometimes we feel like we're intimidated by them, or we feel like, oh, we're like worried about IDing a bird because maybe we're saying the wrong thing. I know I've heard that from other females. So here it was very empowering. It was just very, we're helping each other. We're learning from each other, and we truly bonded and we truly had fun the entire time we were there, and it was just very nice to share this in Colombia and just show the world through social media that you need to come here and you need to enjoy yourself, because it's so amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy to hear this, and I'm happy that there was this bonding, and of course I would imagine so that there would be some egos with men involved in there. And so, you know, it's important, these things, and especially in a country such as Colombia, which, you know, really is way behind in terms of equality, and you were on the Caribbean coast, which is known increasingly and of course profoundly for its machismo attitude. I think you did, you know, obviously it was a good thing for you guys to be together, and to therefore, you know, you could shrug off any of the pretensions that you might have had to have shown were at a mixed group. But how do you feel that the tour being organized by Angela and the others, this will be successful? I mean, this will be, you know, women birders is definitely a market. It's a big market. It's a growing market. And Colombia, indeed. I mean, you feel that this is going to go forwards?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think Eliana's already planning to come back. I don't know if it's with an all-women group or not.
Oh, yes. I haven't published the tour yet, but during the tour in December, I was documenting everything through social media. And I already have a waiting list of females that want to go on a female birding tour to Colombia with me and Nature Colombia. So I have a tour that we just organized, and it will be happening in the beginning of December. And I know also Wendy Clark is also bringing a tour of only female birders to Colombia. And I think that because it was organized by two females, so Luisa and Angela from Nature Colombia, I definitely think that they just thought about all these details that maybe an agency that has men in it didn't think about. I don't know, just like the little details. They thought about everything. It was so well organized, and it was so amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's going to take off. And also, I mean, there has been so many articles lately written about female birders all over the world.
Excellent. And how does it comparison male birders to female birders? What's the sort of percentage between the genders?
That's it. That's an interesting question, because this is something I learned on this trip. Women account for more birders in the U.S., North America generally, and I would include Canada. Not a huge percentage, but it's, you know, they're more than 50% of birders. Mm-hmm. And whereas in Europe, I think female birders are only about 30% of the serious birding population. I think there's a lot of backyard birders, but yeah, in terms of the birders that actually take trips like this, it's mostly men, from Europe. I think that there's a growing birding interest in Asia too, but again, I think it's mostly male dominated. Mm-hmm. So the U.S. is really the only place where the market for appealing to female birders is really rich. So I imagine these groups will be starting with the U.S. market.
Which is so positive, because of course the U.S. market for Colombia being so close, and of course just an immense growth market on every level, not just birding, but the cultural, historical, musical tours, whatever. I mean, it's so important, the U.S. market for Colombia. I mean, we've got plenty of Europeans. I mean, I work a little bit in tourism. I have my own little places, and Germans, French, Dutch, Belgians, English fill the places, but the U.S. market lags behind because of the justified and unjustified reputation of Colombia, unfortunately. But it's one of those things that we're combating, for want of a better word, but we're trying to overcome this. And I imagine, I mean, Eliana, it's got to be tough for you, because of course you are Colombian, and you know the beauty of the country, but you also know the history. So, and especially when we think about the Sierra Nevada, the Santa Marta, I mean, this is an area that's, you know, it's really, let's say, opening up now. And I mean, how do you feel bringing people down to these sorts of places?
It's for me, it really touches my heart, because sometimes I tell people, oh yeah, I'm from Colombia. And the first thing you hear from them is like, oh yeah, have you watched Narcos? Mm-hmm. And this mentality that so many people around the world still have of Colombia, it does hurt. It gets to me. But I just love that things are changing, and you're definitely seeing a change in things, and people are more interested in Colombia and people are starting to go there. And I think one huge benefit for Colombians and for the country itself, it's social media and what we can show the world on how amazing Colombia is, how the people in Colombia are the friendliest people I have ever met. And it's not because I'm from there, but I travel a lot and they're truly welcoming and they treat you like family and they want to show you everything and they want to help you out. And they're so polite that I want to use my social media to tell the world how incredible Colombia is, how you all need to come visit. And you have heard the following expression: the only risk is wanting to stay. And that is just so true.
Yeah, well, that's me.
Yeah. I have to agree with Eliana. I mean, it's I've traveled in Latin America and Chile, Argentina, Uruguay, a little bit in Central America. And by far, Colombians were the most hospitable. And just the atmosphere of being a visitor, I never felt endangered for my personal safety. I mean, that's something that people asked me when I said I was going to Colombia. And I just, you know, I come back to this question that I want to ask the people who ask me that question. It's like, well, my friends Angela and Luisa, they live in Colombia and they're doing just fine and they're leading these trips and I trust that they're not going to invite people if it isn't safe. And I trust them completely and they have my interests, right in their hands, and they are taking care of me like family. And that's exactly how it rolled. And I encourage other tourists who have even just a tiny bit of interest to just trust, you know, just Colombians are so welcoming and the infrastructure, well, especially on the Caribbean coast, because I think the infrastructure is more challenged in other parts of the country, but the Caribbean is very established for easy travel. Everybody knows, you know, the tourism norms are, you know, they're world class. It's our experience was pretty luxe, and I have capacity for much rougher travel, so my tolerance is pretty high for whatever's coming. And in this case, it was nothing but perfection.
Right. Yeah. And another thing that it's amazing about Colombia, to add what you were saying, Bryony, is Colombia just has so much to offer. So it's not just about the birds, but I mean, we have amazing food and we have so many ranges of habitat and we have two different oceans and we have the mountain ranges and we have glaciers and we have deserts and we have beaches. We just have so much. So I feel like Colombia can offer everyone something. And that's why I think people need to start visiting Colombia, just because it's just so amazing in so many ways.
It's one of those things, is Colombia's greatest Achilles heel, I think, it's got too much. Because you can't do Colombia any justice at all in 2 weeks or 10 days or so on. I mean, there's just so much here. And I think my personal desire is that the Colombia brand is that of birding, because I just think it's such an appropriate, let's say, a logo for the whole country, because the whole country is a birding destination. I don't want to see I do love the Volteao hats that they wear on the coast, but that does not represent the people in Cali or in the Pacific coast or in Medellin. You know, I just think that that whoever's in charge needs to think, you know, what is something universal for Colombia? And I think that birding is, bird watching and birding is really something that we should be appealing to more. How do you guys feel, perhaps Eliana first, what does Colombia need to do to increase the birding community coming here?
I think Colombia is starting to do a lot for the birding community. I think that like ProColombia is the one that funded this female group that just went in December. And I think they are seeing how important the birding community or the birding world can do for the country. And they're also teaming up with organizations like Audubon here in the United States, where they're training locals in Colombia on how to be bird guides, and they're training females on how to be bird guides. And they're doing a lot of education in the schools on how to protect habitat and protect the birds. So I think Colombia is starting to do a lot for the birding community. I know this is just the beginning, and it's only going to get better. I am very positive about that. And now we're creating what's called the birding trail. So we have the Northern birding trail, and we're creating these different trails because like you mentioned, Colombia is so big and it's just so hard to cover so much. So they're focusing on areas on creating this like network for people to go and have it all set up. So you can go there, bird, and the infrastructure is all set up. So I think Colombia is starting to do a lot. I keep going back to the social media because I feel like the social media is really bringing a lot of attention to Colombia and the birds. And I think through there, it's our way of showing the world, hey, this is what we have to offer in each of the regions. And these are the bird guides that we have and the birding companies that we have. And so I think it's starting to definitely build up.
Fantastic.
To add to that, so Colombia has its own bird organization, Pro Aves, which has world-class lodges and preserves throughout the country. I think at least five or six lodges and destination preserves, and they're very well set up. I mean, not only as a conservation organization, but as an ecotourism arm to host birders from around the world who have certain expectations for lodging and English speakers and things like that. So it's, you know, Colombia is a very sophisticated place for birders who tend to have high expectations. And it's just a matter of getting the word out. I mean, Colombia is ready. It's like, yeah, just bring on the birders.
The sleeping giant of ecotourism
has been woken up.
Yeah. So I'm curious. I you guys mentioned the details that were alluded to in your tour, and Bryony, you talk about this certain degree of, I mean, luxury that you had in December, but you say you're a bit more rough and ready, and you've got a greater you can rough it to go out there and so on. But what is in general, aside from going out and seeing the most incredible birds or the birds that need to be seen, what is a birder looking for then in terms of infrastructure and you know, the tour? What kind of quality is a birder seeking?
I think, you know, a good food, coffee in the morning, especially, especially because we get up really early to see the birds. Most birding is starts before dawn and then it sort of takes a lull about mid-morning because the birds aren't as active in the middle of the day. I think, you know, transportation from point A to point B. It doesn't, I mean, we were in 4x4s for our visits to the El Dorado Reserve because the roads are unpaved going up to that lodge. I think some downtime during the day, at least for, I know for our group, we really appreciated that. Maybe someone who's more into the bird for their bucks, you know, wants to be counting something every minute. But I think downtime built into a package is very appealing to me, certainly is. And I think I can speak for our group. We appreciated that. I mean, is that, am I kind of getting that, Eliana? Yeah. What do you? I'm sure you have something to say too.
Yeah, I just think that this tour and what I'm seeing in the tours in Colombia is that they're, like I mentioned, they're very organized. Everything, all these little details, like the cars that we went on were always so clean and spotless. They were always these Colombian and snacks, you know, like the the mangoviche, which is the mango with salt and lime. And like we had all these things like ready for us. And, you know, trying the hot chocolate with cheese in it, where it sounds strange, but I'm like, everybody needs to try this. You know, you have to try the chocolate caliente and these things. So I think that the tours are really thinking of all these details that maybe in other countries, they are not showing, that they're just focusing on the birds. But here is like the birds, but also the culture, the people, and just going above and beyond with the customer service. And also giving a chance to the local communities, you know, the drivers and everyone that helped us along the way. There were just so many people that made this tour so successful. And we have to thank every single one of them.
Definitely. So, it sounds amazing, but let's talk about your trip a bit more. We've talked about the details. We've talked about Colombia's potential and it's going to grow. But the trip itself, are there any stories that you'd like to share from the trip itself? Something that really overwhelmed you, something that took your breath away, or something maybe you didn't like? I mean, maybe Bryony, as the gringa on the show. you know, because Eliana's going to tell me all sorts of wonderful things, but hey, Bryony, I want to hear.
But it's only for the truth.
Yeah, I do have one thing. This was the one snag in our transportation, and I actually love this. This is something that so we were on our way up the Santa Marta Road to El Dorado. There was a road paving project, and so we drove as far as the road. It was a dirt road, and then we met the edge of it where in between point A and point B, it was under construction. And so we disembarked from our cars, we grabbed our bags, and we walked maybe a third of a mile across this halfway built road that was currently under construction. And there were motorcyclists that could make it through, and they were carrying coffee and cement bags, and then there were the rest of us, just pedestrians, hooking up with the cars on the other side. And I had never seen a road under construction. I mean, you know, going from dirt to cement, and it was fascinating. And it just, and here, you know, with the jungle surrounding you, and I just, and listening to bird song as we walked along. I mean, we were counting birds as we went. And it was just an experience that I knew I would never have in the U.S., for instance. And that, to me, was a really memorable moment.
I think that's it, isn't it? We have to sell Colombia always as a bit of an adventure. And once you put that word in there, it allows for everything and it opens people's tolerance, let's say. I mean, you've never seen, let's say, a road from dirt to paved. But for us, it's, you know, part of our daily bread here is just seeing these things. But we have to remember that. We have to remember, you know, what's so ordinary maybe to a Colombian is exotic. To you. I mean, this is what's so cool about it. And, you know, I get upset when maybe, you know, a journey that I make all the time and there's some sort of delay on it or some sort of thing on. But then I remember, you know, a tourist loves this. A tourist loves this because it's something they don't see at home.
Yeah.
I think Bryony just reminded me of I think to me the funniest story of the entire trip, Bryony. And during the tour, we had someone else along with us, Juliana Torres, and she's from ProColombia. She was representing ProColombia during the tour and was there to make sure everything was going well. And now we love her dearly. She's amazing. And on the way back to the airport, so she was the one first one leaving out of the country. And on the way there, we were in the big van, all of us, and there was something had happened in one of the bridges going back towards Barranquilla, I believe, and that we could not get through. The regular cars could not get through. Only tiny motorcycles could make it through the bridge and get to the other side. Well, her flight was in a couple of hours. And being Colombians, that we're amazing at resourcing and being super resourceful, the Angela and Luisa contacted, with the driver, contacted a local motorcycle, actually contacted two. Two tiny motorcycles came and picked up Juliana. One of them was carrying the luggages in this tiny motorcycle, while Juliana got on another motorcycle with this complete stranger that was just taking her away from us across God knows where. And it was just so interesting. We were all laughing and cheering for her. And at the same time, it just like reminded me just how resourceful we are. You know, like we make something good happen out of something that could have been stressful or frustrating. And she got to the airport and she made it back to England.
I like that.
And during this, and just to, you know, bring it back to birds, we saw a bunch of Northern Screamers while this whole thing was going on along the highway.
A bird that we were looking for before, that we actually did see it, but we barely got any good looks of it. And then there was, I think it was a white barney, six or seven of them.
Yeah, it was at least half a dozen. There they were in full view, just doing their thing.
That was just amazing, amazing moments that brought us all together and showed how we had bonded together and we were taking care of each other, and Colombians made it happen.
Fantastic. Well, we're drawing to the end of our time here. So perhaps both of you could share your websites and share your social media here. I will put them up on the Facebook page and so on. But Bryony, share your various social media outlets to our listeners.
Well, it's across all channels. It's just my name, Bryony, Bryony. My last name is Angel, Angell. You can find me just type in my name.
Okay, perfect. And Eliana, you're birding by bus, I assume.
Yes, I'm known as Birding by Bus. Yep. That's how I became known out there in the social media world.
Thank you. And listen, Bryony, Eliana, thank you so much for your time. And I know you've been trying for several months to get this interview done. And I appreciate your patience with me. And of course, and then my problems with the sound and everything else. But thank you so much for getting in touch and offering your insights into birding, you know, specifically women birders and birding in Colombia, because I just think it's really important for Colombia. You know, it's not a new industry, but it's a good industry for Colombia.
Well, totally my pleasure. I love your podcast
thank you.
Oh, Richard, you're doing a great thing too.
Thank you so much for having us and for all the amazing things you're doing for Colombia, for spreading the word. And I hope I come and stay in your lodge. I took a look at your website. So I hope I get to visit, because it's on my bucket list to get to the area. I haven't been there yet. And I want to get there.
Come down, courtesy, and write a list of the birds that you see around there so I can appeal to the birders.
Your lodge can have its own bird list.
Yeah,
sounds definitely. Like a plan. Sounds like a deal. I'll make that happen.
Okay, fantastic. So thank you so much to Bryony Angel and Eliana Ardila for their time and obviously their enthusiasm to be here on Colombia Calling. So this is another episode of the podcast coming to an end. It's number 310. So as you know, we've been talking birding in Colombia, but from a very interesting perspective and very enthusiastic perspective as well. We'll be back, of course, next week with episode 311, talking about something, anything to do with Colombia. So I've been Richard McCall, talking to Bryony Angel and Eliana Ardila. Thank you so much to all of you out there who've been listening. Bye-bye, and be sure to tune in next week.